Michigan, born and raised with Midwestern values and Michigan common sense.
When they kick at your front door. Well, it is Tuesday. It is Tuesday. Our next guest, one of my favorites, just because he's not cut from the same piece of cloth as everybody else. He stands out. He's different. He stands up for himself, and God bless him for that. Rick Hector, a National Rifle Association credentialed firearms trainer in Detroit. And, the kind of guy that scares the daylights out of some, because a black man with a gun, legally, who's well-trained, knows how to use it, and can teach everybody else in the room how to use it as well. I mean, that to some rednecks, that's a little frightening. To me, I think, God bless America. Rick, welcome back to the program.
Hey, once again, thank you for having me on.
You're one of my favorites, Rick. You quickly climbed the ladder to be just one of the cool guys that I know. I'm serious, too. All right, so how are classes? I get this impression that those that are taking the classes, the numbers are really starting to increase and increase dramatically in some areas.
Yeah, they usually, it's been running, fairly, moderate, and there was a pronounced increase right after the terror attack at the workplace in San Bernardino, California. And it's been unrelenting since, so much so, the piece that Detroit News ran. And, phones are literally ringing off the hook. And I primarily would attribute it to, terrorism being thrown into the mix.
Oh, it
along
scares
with
me.
The other things that people in primarily large urban environments have to deal with. So I don't think there's been any consistent acceptance by anyone that they believe that our elected leaders are doing something more to deal with this menace. And I think people are rationalizing that if something does happen, maybe it would make sense if they were adequately trained and prepared to
be an asset. I guess that's what it can be. Are you an asset or a liability in a crisis? And I think the more you know in a crisis situation, the bigger of an asset you are. I'm struck by one of the pictures, though, that's up online, that's in the Detroit News that I'm looking at. And it's you during a class here earlier this month in January out in Livonia. Because over the last few years, we've heard a lot about racism in America, right? We get to hear about it all the time. And is there truth to it? Sure there is. But I think it's overstated and overblown. And it comes to mind, as I'm looking at this picture of the people in your class, and there's 8 or 10, 12 people in this class, and you've got, right up front, you got these big redneck-looking white dudes right up front. They don't seem to really care as long as they're learning. But you got a great cross-section here. Some black men and women, some women in the back, these white dudes up front that, I don't see
my
the problem.
Are very diverse. It runs all races, both genders, the full gamut and spectrum of age, young, old, black, white, male, female. There's just a great diversity and cross section, and there's no problem with me being the lead guy that's teaching the courses.
So let me get this straight.
I agree with you that sometimes people put things out of perspective. When you talk about race, that definitely comes to mind when we talk about the history of gun control, but, that's another argument for another day. But
I can't go back and change that.
Everyone is willing to step up and be, as you said, an asset instead of a liability if something unfortunate should occur.
And at the end of the day, we can go back and argue how history, different groups of people were not treated properly. But now, at the end of the day, in your life and mine, we're pretty much the same age. The U.S. Constitution is universal, and the Second Amendment is universal. In fact, it might be more important in places that you frequent than in places I do. The chance of me getting held up by a dairy cow is not great. You probably run into more people that would do you harm than people I do.
Make no mistake about it. I treasure my right to keep and bear a firearm for personal protection, and protection from all enemies, whether they're foreign or domestic. But from a realistic day-to-day perspective, my biggest concern is what am I going to do if some predator presents an imminent threat to my safety? And, we have firearms to protect us against tyranny and from foreign agents and from terrorism, but personally, my primary concern is, what am I going to do when these knuckleheads try to rob me, carjack me, or try to do me serious harm? I was just watching a news spot this morning as I was waiting on the call for the interview today, and there's four thugs that are cruising gas stations, and they're carrying, you know, what appears to be real guns. You know, they said that when they caught the guys, they were fake, but we don't have time to figure out whether they're real or not. You know, we have to be prepared to defend ourselves wherever we may be, wherever we are, and whatever time of day it is.
That brings an interesting point, because there's been some conversation about this. Do you think that manufacturers should have some sort of onus put upon them, either legally or morally, to make toy guns look a little bit more like, say, well, toy guns, as opposed to looking like real guns? Because we've seen, sadly, you know, the young kid in Cleveland that was killed because he had a toy gun in his hand because the police officers didn't know. Or you talk about these guys that run around holding up gas stations or whatever because they have what look like guns. If it looks like a gun and you face somebody like yourself or a police officer, it's probably not going to end well.
It's not. And, it's the same argument we constantly use. You know, whether it's a toy gun or it's a real gun. It's not the toy gun. It's not the real gun. It's how that individual is using it, you know, who ultimately bears responsibility. Obviously, it's the person who's committing these crimes, but I put some onus on parenting. You know, I've had that conversation with Dustin. You know, if you got a toy gun, don't go playing with it outside. And that's one of the weird things to me as a parent, because, you know, as a kid, you know, I used to play with toy guns, you know.
Sure, we all do.
Cowboy, you know, bad guys, you know, police and bad guys or whatever out the street. And that's unfortunately one of the things that we can't do today. But
yeah, we played cops and robbers. We played cowboys and Indians. We did all that stuff. Sure, you know.
Yeah.
King of the Mountain, all that
gun,
stuff.
You know.
Kids will be kids. Rick, it's always a pleasure, and I tip my hat to you again for the work that you're doing to educate as many people as possible, because I think it's about, like I said, assets and liabilities. Rick Ector, always a pleasure.
Thanks for having me on.
There you have it, Rick Ector, everybody, from the National Rifle Association Credentialed Firearms Dealer, right here on the Steve Gruber Show.